Good morning, Drift Run Church. Happy Mother's Day to all in here today. If you have your mother with you, I encourage you to tell her that you love her. Give her a big old hug. And you know, and just as the song says, you know, just be satisfied. Be satisfied with the day that you have. Because you know what? There's quite a few that probably don't have their mothers here today that wish that they were. Amen? Amen. You know, as I was thinking about this sermon this week, you know, the Lord actually gave me the sermon Tuesday. I sit down, and it's one of those things where it just come easily, and I hope you get as much out of it as I did. It's called The Rock of Ages, is what it's called. And if you would turn to Romans, the first chapter, the 20th verse. Romans, the first chapter, the 20th verse. I'll give you a second to get there. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. I'm going to read it again. I like doing that. I believe this is so important. It said, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, Lord, I pray, Father, this morning that You would just open up this sermon this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, that You would open up the hearts, Lord. I pray, Father, that the Spirit would come. The anointing would come this morning, Lord, as only You could have it, Lord. Father, You are so good to us, and we just praise You for everything that You've done and given us, Lord, and we just want to give You the praise and the glory for it all. And, Father, I ask You, Father, this morning now to be with each and every heart here this morning, Lord. I pray that no matter what is said and done here this morning, no matter what has been said and done here this morning, that, Father, that Your Spirit, that if it's need be, Lord, deal with each and every individual here in the way that it needs to be done, Lord. For, Father, truly, You are the way, the truth, and the light. And through Your Son, Jesus, is the only hope we have. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. And amen. 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 If you weren't here last Sunday night, Jamie preached, and in part of his sermon, he did an illustration in which he said this, how the message varies across different genres of music, how that it varies from like rock and country and Christian music. He made the point as this. He said, you know what? A song sung by Dire Straits, and Jamie's exact words said this. He said, says this, money for nothing and chicks for free. Isn't quite as uplifting as Amazing Grace, at least it's not in my eyes, and I hope it's not in your eyes, as how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me one day. Amen? And it did. I mean, praise God. You know what? It saved somebody like me. I have no excuse. I wanted to tell you here this morning, as I read there in verse 20, no matter what you think that your excuses may be here this morning, I'm here to tell you this morning, according to what I read to you this morning, you will have no excuse one day. None whatsoever. None. It says it very plainly, that so that they are without excuse. All of us are without excuse. I'm going to carry on that theme this morning. Like I said, I've entitled my sermon, The Rock of Ages. I've entitled that for a reason this morning. I'm going to concentrate on rock and roll songs this morning. Not in the way that you may think, but I'm going to concentrate on that everything can be seen, if we want to, through the eyes of God, if we want to see it. And whether the artist performed these songs and whether they know it or not, you know what? I'm here to tell you, there's a subliminal message in them that even the unseen things of God, we can see them through them. And as I want to give this here. So yeah, I'm into conspiracy theories this morning here. Amen. This is what I'm into this morning. And praise God, I'm here to tell you. You know, years ago they used to say that there was a, if you played albums backwards, you know, it would say Satan this and Satan that. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning, you know, we're going to look at rock and roll songs. We're going to see God in them, all right? Believe it or not, we're going to do that this morning. Here we go. I hope you get as much out of this as I did, because I had a lot of fun doing this. I'm almost positive when Def Leppard sung the song Rock of Ages, they weren't talking about the Rock of Ages that I'm going to talk about this morning. Some of the lyrics in the song go like this. It says, Rock of ages still rolling. Keep on rolling, Rock of Ages. Rock of Ages, keep on rolling. Keep on rocking and rolling. We've got the power. We've got the glory. Say you need it. If you need it now, say, yeah, I'll tell you what, I need the power this morning. I want you to understand that. Amen? 1 Corinthians 10:4 says, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, and they drank of that same spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. I'm here this morning to tell you that the Rock of Ages is the one and only Jesus Christ that we praise God this morning. Am I right? And yes, through Him we've got the power, we've got the glory. It says in Jude 1:25, to the only wise God, our Savior, we glory in majesty and dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Praise God this morning. I'm here to tell you this morning, if you want true power, you know, I don't know what Def Leppard was singing about, but I'm here to preach this morning about true power this morning. And that is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Sean. He is the rock of ages. Amen? He is the rock, the one that is eternal, the one that, you know what? We can build the foundation of our lives upon this morning. I'm here this morning, I'm telling you, I wouldn't build the foundations of my life on what Def Leppard sings. Amen? But praise God, we can see God through everything. Amen? Just say you need it and want it. Romans 10:9 tells us that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, what does it say? Thou shalt be saved. Now that's power. That's the eternal rock of ages that we can stand on this morning. Listen to me. I'm the kind of preacher that believes that if the Holy Spirit is dealing with you, and conviction power has come upon your life, if you come and bow down, whether it be at this altar, at your home, at work, wherever it may be, I believe that thou shalt be saved. Amen. Or how about this? You know what? Listen, when Foreigner sung, I want to know what love is. Amen. I want to know what love is. I'm here this morning to tell you. It says, here's some of the in the verse. It says, in my life there's been heartache and pain. And it said, I don't know if I can face it again. Can't stop now. I traveled so far to challenge this lonely life. And then the course goes on. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. I want to feel what love is. I know you can show me. I'm here to tell you this morning, I know the one that can show you true love this morning. Many just don't know. The guy that wrote that song was the lead guitarist for them, and he said he wrote that song entirely. It was given to him by a higher force. You know what? I'm here to tell you, amen, there is a higher force this morning. I'm here to tell you that this morning. You know what? Yes, it does come from our... Listen, Romans 5:8, but God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The higher power of God has showed us that love. Amen? He has showed that to us. I'm here to tell you this morning. Listen to me. Yes, it come from Him. He gave His only begotten Son where you and I could have the opportunity. Listen to me. You know, praise God. Praise God for mothers that tell their children about the Lord. I am thankful for that. You know, I'm thankful for those. And I married a woman that let our children know about the Lord, and we together let them know. And I want to tell you what, I hope and pray that my children continue to let their children know that there is a God and that there is a Savior that saves and is still saving today. At our worst, Jesus Christ went to the cross for us. Amen? Amen. If you feel no one cares this morning, that song says if no one cares. If there has been constant heartache and pain in your life this morning, I'm here to tell you this morning, I know the one that can handle that in your life this morning. If you feel like you can't go on, God's love is there for you. Ephesians 3:17-19. that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to be comprehended with all saints, that is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all fullness of God. I know I preach this a good bit, but I'm here to tell you, you'll not know what true love is until Jesus Christ comes into your heart. You'll not know what it is. I'm here to tell you right now. You know what? And I asked this last week or a couple weeks ago, have you ever been loved unconditionally? Have you ever been loved? I want you to be honest with yourself. Unconditionally loved. No matter what you do, no matter whatever goes on in your life, unconditionally loved. I know one that did me one day. That's Jesus Christ. He loves me unconditionally. Amen? And you know something else too. I'll tell you this. Listen. Once I come to know Him, I got a peaceful, easy feeling. Amen? Amen? How many of you here have got a peaceful, easy feeling one time in your life? Amen. Because we come to know Him. I got that. I praise God this morning for that. Listen, there's a song written. And this was written a few years ago by the Eagles. And what it was about, it wasn't, and this is the thing about sometimes when we listen to songs like this, we don't really, if you listen to the words and get the meanings of how the song was written, you get to understand why it was written. This guy was standing in a line and seeing a girl he didn't even know, and that's who he wrote the song about. And you listen to me, and he's talking about having a relationship with somebody he doesn't even know. I'm here this morning to tell you, I have a relationship with someone I know this morning. And I've got a peaceful, easy feeling this morning. Praise God. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. We can have a peace that passes all understanding this morning. We can have that. I tell you, the Bible talks about how there's turmoil in our lives. You know, and it says that the lost are like it. Back in Psalms, it tells us that, you know, that the lost are like it. There's turmoil and constant, like the oceans churning up in their lives. Listen, I was like that one time. But I come to know Jesus. I come to know, and He give me a peaceful, easy feeling in my life after that. Praise God. As I walk with the Lord, I'm going to listen to this. I got that peaceful, and I'm going to soak up the sun. Amen? Amen? I'm going to soak up the sun. You know what? Whenever Sheryl Crow was singing that, what do you envision about that? You envision probably laying on the beach somewhere and maybe just soaking up that big orange ball up in the sky. But guess what? You know what? That sun's not always out, is it not? It's not always up there, and especially in the wintertime around here, it seems like it's not out as much as it is in. Listen. I mean, and here's what some of the words they said. I'm going to soak up the sun. I'm going to tell everyone to lighten up. I'm going to tell them that I've got no one to blame. Every time I feel lame, I'm looking up. Listen to me. I'm going to look up at the S-O-N too. Amen? Praise God. I have no one to blame for what's going on in my life. I have no one to blame. I'm going to look up to the sun is who I'm going to look up to. It says in Psalms 89:15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Amen. Listen to me. We walk with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We walk with Him daily. And you know what? Every time that I feel lame, I'm going to look up. Amen. I'm going to look up to Him. I'm not going to look up. You know what? Because guess what? Like I told you, that sun can be covered up, but my Jesus will never be covered up. Praise the Lord this morning. He's there. He's there. He's true. He's faithful. He's always there. Psalms 121:1-2. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. That's where my help comes from this morning. Amen. I work at Solvay, but Solvay, I thank the good Lord that I've got a job. But Solvay is not what gives me what I need every day. Do you understand? It's not what gives me what I need every day to be what He wants me to be. It's not that. You know, listen, I told you the sun can be covered up. The clouds can take it away. Christ is there. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For He has said, listen to this, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. As we walk with the Lord, there's nothing like a prayer. Amen? There's nothing like a prayer. I hope Madonna knew what she was singing about whenever she sung that song. I have my doubts. But he said, in the midnight hour, I can feel your power just like a prayer. Hey, guess what? I feel his power through prayer. Amen? I feel his power through prayer. James 5:16, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Did you get that? The effectual, fervent prayer of a what? Of a righteous man and a righteous woman availeth much. I hate to tell you this morning, but if you're here and you do not know the Lord this morning as your personal Savior, your prayers aren't doing no good unless you're saying a repenting prayer. They're not doing no good. I deal with this a lot of different places, and they want to pray whenever things are going bad in their life, but yet they don't know the Lord as their Savior, and they want to pray and say, Lord, take care of this and take care of that. I'm here to tell you, my Bible says the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Amen? That's what it says. And praise God. You know what? Hebrews 4:16 tells us, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Yes, God does not sleep, nor does God take a nap. Amen? We can pray to Him anytime. Anytime during the day and night. We can pray and God will be there to answer. Psalms 121:4. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. In Isaiah 59:1, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that he cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that he cannot hear us. Amen. Yeah, just like a prayer. You know what? That's the best thing that we have on our side. We can go to prayer. Amen. We can go to prayer. And you'll agree with me also that life goes by fast, does it not? It's like what? Dust in the wind. When Kansas sung that song back in 1977, I guess many didn't realize that that was a spiritual meaning to it. Because the guy that wrote that, the guy, the lead singer for Kansas, is a Christian. And he wrote that and he said this, I close my eyes only for a moment and the moment's gone. All my dreams pass away before my eyes, a curiosity. Dust in the wind, they are all just dust in the wind. You know what? The Bible agrees with him 100%. Look at James 4:14. For whereas ye know that what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then it vanishes away. 1 Peter 1:24, for all the flesh is as grass and all the glory of man as a flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flowers thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel was preached unto you. Me and Jamie had come down and was helping me yesterday. We were moving, and Mandy's husband had come and helped us as well. Thank the Lord again for that. But Jamie looked at me and he said, this is not very good for two 59-year-old men. Listen, there was a time in our life where nothing like that would have probably bothered us. But listen, we understand that our lives go. Our bodies deteriorate. Things happen in our life. That is not the important thing. We all will grow old. It is what we do with the Lord that is the most important thing. You have that chance today. You have that chance in your life to accept Jesus Christ. I sincerely hope that everybody in here lives a long and healthy life. But you know what's important. The most important thing is whether or not we accept Jesus. Romans 6:23 tells us this. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When this life is over for me, guess what? My heart will go on. Amen? Our heart, our souls will go on. When Celine Dion, I can't even say her name, beautifully sung this song, a part of it says this, near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on. I believe it does too. I believe whatever you want to call it, I believe the soul goes on is what I believe. Whether you call it the heart, whether you call it the conscience, whatever you may want to call it. Folks, I believe that the soul lives on. I believe that whenever we end up, the day that we die, your soul is eternal. It goes somewhere. It either goes to be with God eternally or it'll go to hell eternally, wherever it may go. That is it. 1 Corinthians 15, 51 and 54 tells this, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall not have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" And then he goes, this is the ones that are alive whenever Christ comes back. Now those that are dead, that have died in Christ, it gives us comfort for those too. It says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." Praise God this morning. I want to tell you, listen to me. We have a hope beyond this. Yes, our hearts, our souls, whatever you want to call it, will live on. And I want to tell you what, I praise God for a Christian, that's a pretty sweet gig. Do you agree with me on that? But for the other end of the spectrum, it's not so sweet. In Revelations 20, 15, "Saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, and from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away. There was found no peace for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books were open, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death. And get this, "and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire as well." Yes, I believe the heart and the soul does live on. That's your call this morning where you go, amen? That is your call this morning. And one last thing I'm telling you, you may be here this morning, the devil may be after you full throttle, all guns a-blazing. But you know what? I won't back down. How about you this morning? Tom Petty sung a song a few years back and it says, "Well, I won't back down, no, I won't back down. You can stand me up against the gates of hell, but I won't back down." Now I want to ask you something. If a worldly song can convey that kind of a message, what's that say about us as Christians? What should we say? What should we be saying as Christians? Matthew 14, 13 tells us, it says this, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Proverbs 28, 21, "The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as lions." Amen? I'm here to tell you this morning, we as Christians, we can have the right to stand up, bow our necks and say, "Lord, you are on my side today. I believe we're on the side of the right." And praise God, we're not going to back down when it comes to our loved ones. We're not going to back down when it comes to our kids. We're not going to back down when it comes to our friends. We're not going to back down and let it go by. We're going to let everybody know that, listen, they need the Lord. They need him. You know what? The devil may be after you full throttle today, like I said. But I'm here this morning to tell you, listen to me, don't back down. If the world can convey songs like that, you know what? What should our song say? Onward, Christian soldiers. Onward unto the fight, unto the battle. That's where we need to be going. Romans 8, 31, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, what? Who can be against us?" Isaiah 54, 17, and this is a good one for you guys. "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Any tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." Listen to me. We don't have to, and we won't back down when it comes concerning what it is to seeing souls saved. Amen? We have the right. Praise God this morning. I hope you got out of what I got out of it. I hope and pray that you did. Maybe some of these songs you guys have never heard of, and maybe the Lord will allow me to do country one day. I don't know. Boot, scoot, and boogie Christians. I don't know. Probably not. Praise the Lord this morning for you as they come and get a song.